You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So says at the time of redemption, the Kelavim showed lots of Derech Eretz. It says in the Pasuk, Lo Yeheratz Kelev Leshono. So this Pasuk actually based off Halakha that is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that as far as the animals that they belong to us, they have to be feeded before we eat. But there's an exception, that is the Kelavim. That even though that they don't belong to us, we have to feed them if it happened to be around us before we eat. Like the neighbor Kelev comes around, so you have to feed them before you eat. So this is an exception that came about because at the time of redemption, the Kelavim, they kept quiet. So now the question comes about, we cannot say the animals, they have a freedom of choice. So if they kept quiet, it was not their will. So they programmed them from Shamayim. And also the reward that is given to them, that it says in Parashat Kedoshim, that any animal that in the process of being slaughtered, it becomes non-kosher, we give it to the Kelavim. So now here has to have a depth in it, because it's very complicated. Why should we reward the Kelev? The dogs, they don't have a freedom of choice. So now Rashi HaGadol says, Yeheratz means sharpness. What does sharpness mean? So here Rashi HaGadol says, V'le'uchot b'nei Yisrael, lo yeheratz. Kelev l'shono. So now, the puzzling matter here is this term, how come it's used about not barking? It should have said, the dogs, they keep quiet. It's a very surprising term that is used here. So, Arav Tolod Adam says a very powerful message. He says that there's a term that is used in the outside world, the world of business, it's called the sharpness. They say he's very sharp when he does business. So now here, many times people become very sharp, what they say actually is not the truth. They say things that because they feel that's how they can make income. And not only that, they feel that this is how people do business. Everybody does it. Because that's how you have to make money. So how is this here, the message that Rav Shai is teaching us, he says, Lo yeheratz, you should not be sneaky. Harutz. And then Kelev, the word Kelev, that means this special animal, if you cut it in half, you get Kelev. Kelev, what's the word after it? Leshono. It says, Lo yeheratz, Kelev Leshono. He reads it like this. Lo yeheratz. Don't cheat people. And then he says, Kelev Leshono. That means your heart should be like?
Your tongue.
It's not easy. It's a very, very hard task. That what you say actually will be the reflection of your heart. Because how the heart is planning to do things, we transform it the way that is not. Because if I would impress my heart, then what would happen? They maybe feel would not like me. Maybe they find out what I'm up to. So what do I do? I do montage. Whatever the heart is planning to do, my mouth makes it in a very charutz way, very sneaky way. Right, so here it's an unbelievable message that the Torah says, Lo yeheratz, be careful. And Kelev, he reads it, Kelev Leshono. There's a very interesting story. There were two people that were just planning to become a partner. to go to a business. So they say, you know what, we go to the Rav, get Baracha. So they went to the Rav, and Rav listened to their plan and what they're planning to do. So they said, Kevodara, please give us a Mishav Barach. So he told them, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. Say, what? He said, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. So what is this? Mishav Barach, Avotan Roshim. So now, just remember Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, you'll be okay. So what does it mean? So he told them, Aleph is for Emunah. Bet is Baracha. When you have Emunah, you have Baracha. Gimel is Geniva. Dalet is Dalut. When you have Emunah, you get Baracha. But when you steal, Chas v'Shalom, what comes about it? Chas v'Shalom, you come Ani. This can make a very good bumper sticker. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. When you have Emunah, to Ribono Shel Olam, he gives you Beracha. Chas v'Shalom, if you want to be sharp, sneaky, God forbid, take things that doesn't belong to you, God forbid, becomes Dalut. Dal means, Chas v'Shalom, you'll be very, very under financial stress. Hashem is Akeno, all this Pharaoh, Aleph, Bet. Have Emunah, Chazakat, Ribono Shel Olam, Leskeve, Baracha, Adeli, Dai, Bezat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.